Tor is wounded, kick them out. No trust in Starmer's Labour, we need a new mass workers' party. Ben Goldston, Southwest London Socialist Party. Over 13 years, the Tories have led the country into rapidly declining living standards for the majority of the population, rising poverty, stagnating wages, collapsing public services, and have attacked the right to protest and strike, alongside scandal after scandal. All the while, the richest have continued to see their profits grow. Unsurprisingly, people are angry. And the 4th of May local elections showed it. The Conservatives lost over 1,000 seats, and lost control of almost 50 councils. In the same week, Charles was crowned king. Public services are stretched to breaking point. We are told that there isn't enough money for pay rises that keep up with inflation, and yet, despite the royal family having an estimated wealth of over £21 billion, the government found up to £100 million to put towards the event. Why should they be allowed to live like kings when many are barely able to scrape by? The local election results are another example to show that the Tories can be defeated, especially given how weak and divided they are. This should provide hope and empowerment to workers on strike and everyone hit by the cost of living squeeze. The Tories and the bosses can be defeated in the battle for inflation-proof pay rises. Seeing the back of the Tories would be welcome to millions. But would Labour be any different? Keir Starmer has ruled out a Labour government giving workers the pay rise we need. When asked about junior doctors walking out, Labour Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting said, "I don't support the strike. We need a new political party that actually has the needs of the working class at its heart." That's why Socialist Party members were part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, stand in over 250 seats in the local elections, as part of the campaign for a new mass workers' party. Read Tory local election drubbing, said Starmer sites on Downing Street on page 3.